Saudi Arabia says it stands ready to pump another 2 million barrels of crude per day in order to balance the global market. That was announced in a cabinet statement, which said Riyadh is prepared to utilize its spare production capacity to deal with any future changes in the levels of supply and demand. The announcement came a few days after U.S. President Donald Trump said King Salman had agreed to his request to ramp up oil production. Trump is pushing countries around the world to cut oil imports from Iran by November. That is when Washington reimposes sanctions on Tehran following its withdrawal from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Now to discuss that more, we are joined by Mr. Iman Nasseri, senior consultant at the FGE Global Oil and Gas Consultancy. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us on this issue. Well, we are not surprised to see that Saudi Arabia was very quick to give a positive answer to the United States, but how far do you think this will go, and will Iran actually lose its customers?
Hi, good morning. Well, as you mentioned, no one was surprised, including us, to see Saudi Arabia's support for U.S. Basically request on increasing production in order to replace the lost barrels of Iran in case the Iranian crude customers stop buying from Iran. So that wasn't a surprise. How far the Saudis would go, I think as far as the basically market demands and as far as their production capacity allows. Remember, the 2 million barrels per day of spare capacity that the Saudis claim has never been exercised, has never been tested. So it's not something that they could immediately bring on basically online and produce from. We believe that up to 1 million barrels or half of this production capacity, or spare capacity, may be achievable in the very short term, but the other half, or to increase the production by 2 million barrels per day, would take 6 to 9 months at minimum. So that's basically a technical constraint to how much they could exercise this spare capacity. And also, answering your second part of your question, is Iran going to lose customers? I think it's not because of Saudi production increase, but because of the U.S. sanctions. Some of the Iranian buyers, the companies, have also been considering cutting purchases from Iran in order not to expose, not to be basically subject to the U.S. sanctions.
And how would that affect the global market?
I believe the market has started basically taking this into account, and the escalated prices are perhaps one of the main reasons is Iran's production. Of course, it's not, Iran's production loss, whatever happens in this, in the next 3 to 6 months, will be part of the whole global supply picture. That picture is also being hurt at the moment by some lost barrels of sizable to Iran's basically production from Venezuela, some lost barrels from Nigeria, from Libya, and from Canada. At the moment, those four countries that I mentioned together collectively are have taken a sizable amount of production out of the market. And so those are taken into account, but the risk of losing more barrels from Iran and how the market would react, how much Saudi and the UAE would replace. And of course, along with all of these discussions, the OPEC agreement ties Saudi's hands in putting as much as they claim into the market. So if they want to proceed with that, that would in a way basically breach the OPEC agreement. And that's another concern, that if that happens, then many equations might change, and other producers could start basically exiting this agreement, and there may be a chaos on the supply side in the market.
Thank you very much, Mr. Iman Nasseri, senior consultant at the FGE Global Oil and Gas Consultancy.